This office was made possible by the Reverent Liturgy Project from the Benedict XVI Institute. Please visit reverentliturgy.org or see the link in the description for more information. Now let's pray. O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Oris per actis undecim, ruit dies in vesperum, solvamus omnes debitum, mentis libenter canticum.
Labor diurnus transit, quo Christe nos conduxeras, diam colonis vine, promissa dona gloriae.
Mercede quos nunc advocas, quos ad futurum muneras, nos in labore adjuva, et post laborem recrea.
Sit Christe rex piis in me, tibi patrique gloria, cum spiritu paraclito, in sempiterna saecula. Amen.
Lord, keep my soul from death. Never let me stumble. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal. For he turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I called on the Lord's name. O Lord, my God, deliver me. How gracious is the Lord and just, our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so he saved me. Turn back my soul to your rest, for the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Lord, keep my soul from death. Never let me stumble.
My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not your guard. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's guard. The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory due your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true.
What we utter is God's wisdom, a mysterious, a hidden wisdom. God planned it before all ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age knew the mystery. If they had known it, they would never have crucified the Lord of glory. Of this wisdom it is written, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it so much as dawned on man, what God has prepared for those who love him. Yet God has revealed this wisdom to us through the Spirit. Christ died for our sins to make of us an offering to God.
Christ died for our sins to make of us an offering to God.
He died to this world of sin and rose in the power of the Spirit
to make of us an offering to God.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Christ died for our sins to make of us an offering to God.
Remember your mercy, Lord, the promise of mercy you made to our fathers.
Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exaltavit spiritus meus in Deo Salvatore meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beata medicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius in progenies et progenies, timensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanis. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Remember your mercy, Lord, the promise of mercy you made to our fathers. Let us bless Christ, the compassionate and merciful Lord, who wipes away the tears of those who weep. Let us cry out to him in love and ask,
have mercy on your people, Lord.
Lord Jesus, you console the humble, be attentive to the tears of the poor.
Have mercy on your people, Lord.
Merciful God, hear the cries of the dying. Comfort them with your presence.
Have mercy on your people, Lord.
Make exiles aware of your providential care. May they return to their home on earth and finally enter their home in heaven.
Have mercy on your people, Lord.
Be merciful to sinners who have fallen away from your love. Reconcile them to yourself and to your church.
Have mercy on your people, Lord.
Save our brothers who have died. Let them share in the fullness of redemption.
Have mercy on your people, Lord.
Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. God our Father, the contradiction of the cross proclaims your infinite wisdom. Help us to see that the glory of your Son is revealed in the suffering he freely accepted. Give us faith to claim as our only glory the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Thank you for praying with me. If you are a priest, I encourage you to learn more about Archbishop Cordeleone's Reverent Liturgy Project by visiting reverentliturgy.org. The Reverent Liturgy Project inspires and equips priests as well as deacons and seminarians to offer classically Catholic worship to the faithful. Please see the link in the description to learn more. God bless.